Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler, and if you're just tuning in, I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles, and tonight's topic is healing the terrorist within. And it is a live call-in show. If you're within the local Phoenix area, the number is 602 area code 277-5369 or KFNX. And the toll-free number, the new one, for those of you who I know have tried calling in the past and haven't been able to get through on the toll-free line, there's actually a working one as of this week. And that number is 866-536-1100. 866-536-1100. And I was going to tell you before the break about something that truly thrilled and amazed me that was on the news yesterday here in Los Angeles. There's actually a group of people who are survivors of people who have died in the World Trade Center a year ago. Husbands, wives, family members, loved ones of people who have lost their loved ones in the terrorist attacks a year ago, who have formed a group that has been traveling around the country talking about the importance of focusing on finding peace in the world and not looking for revenge, that don't agree with the escalation of war and terrorism that's going on as a result of the attacks and in response to the attacks that we had in this country a year ago, who are really out there talking about how to create dialogue and peace. To me, this is quite astounding. To put myself in a position of having lost someone close to me is very difficult to do. I don't know how I would have reacted. I mean, I'm from New York City originally, born and raised, and it took me days to get through to some of my closer friends and relatives who lived in New York, whose phone lines weren't working for a while, and I was quite frightened and quite distraught and quite relieved when I finally got to speak to them. And I wonder how I would react. I mean, I was numbed like most people and angry like most people and extremely and profoundly sad like most people at what went on a year ago. But could I rise above that if I was in grief to really go out and teach peace and look for dialogue instead of really reinforcing the attacks and revenge and all the fear, like what Mr. Javed went through in that jail, simply because his student visa, you know, was expired and because he was of Middle Eastern lineage. And so many other mosques were attacked over the last year, and people just were generalizing their hate and their anger to the innocents. There was another story on the air today, actually, where, and again, I forget what community it was in, I think it was Chicago, where some Muslim women were having great difficulty all of a sudden in a community where they had been living very peacefully for a long time. And what happened is five Muslim women and five Catholic women started getting together every week to just sit in dialogue. And those are 10 close friends now, people who understand their similarities as well as their differences and are making their own community so much more compassionate through dialogue. This is what they're talking about. These survivors are talking about when they're talking about teaching peace, teaching dialogue. It is so important, and it is an option, and one that many of us are not willing to consider, because the knee-jerk reactions are just easier in so many ways, because we have so much support for those knee-jerk reactions, because there are so many other thousands and millions of people who are as angry and hurt and in agreement with those knee-jerk reactions. That's what happened during World War II. That's what happens in every conflict. There's power in numbers. But there's just as much power in numbers if people are willing to increase their numbers of those that are willing to dialogue and learn and understand. It was amazingly enlightening for me to sit and watch that two-hour program called Inside Islam, and I believe it was on the History Channel. Take the time to do that. Go buy a videotape, if not a book. Go on the internet. There's a site that I found even today called www.muslimanswers.org. And it talks about the myths and the truths about what Islam is. Read it. Understand how closely connected the lineage of Muhammad is to Abraham and the basic tenets of our Bible as Judeo-Christians. Take the time to do that, to educate yourself, to form dialogue instead of that knee-jerk reaction of wanting to take revenge, of going into a state of fear. So now, I want to talk about that internal terrorist. Each and every one of us, think about the messages we were taught, the things you got from mom and dad, or a teacher, or a clergyman, the messages that say you're not good enough, you're not lovable, you can't, what makes you think you're so great? Who is it in your life now, if you're no longer living at home with mom or dad, if you have your own family, who are the ones that you've attracted into your life that continue that terrorist type of subliminal attacking? And how often are you doing it to yourself? Think for a minute. Think of the power in it. Think of how abusive it is. We don't need planes flying into our homes to act as terrorists when those messages and that fear, the hate, the anger is something that is built into us. Do you go to a church or a synagogue or a mosque that teaches it? Are you part of one of those fundamentalist groups that really, really teaches separation instead of unity? That tells you that Jews are destructive or Muslims are destructive or the gay or lesbian community has an agenda to take over the world. Are you part of groups like that, that really are about hurting others, even through your words? Words have a terrorist effect on us. What goes on in your own community? What's going on? Do you know what's going on in your own kids' schools? Or if you're a student, do you know what's going on in your own school that perpetuates this sort of stuff? And how can you get dialogue going? And the important thing is, there are solutions to this. There are ways of healing that internal terrorist. And only you are responsible for it. Only you are the one that can say, I'm not going to listen to that terrorist voice in my head anymore. I'm going to do my own educating. I'm going to go up to someone that I've been taught is different from me and taught that that's bad and have a conversation with them. I'm going to form a club in my school that gets dialogue like this going. I'm going to stop the stories and the jokes that put down gay students or gay coworkers or Muslim or Jewish. or Christian students or coworkers, depending on where you are, I'm going to do something to make a difference, even if it means I don't have the masses behind me at first, even if it means that maybe I'll be the object of some of that attacking for being different, for standing up and speaking what Spirit really wants me to speak. So stay tuned. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about this, healing the terrorists within. We'll be right back.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Healing and Transformation with Dr. Eric presents useful information to address the challenges, adversities, and unresolved past issues in your life. Whether sharing information or answering your questions in a gentle, respectful manner, Dr. Eric provides guidance, direction, and solutions to the issues you are facing. A licensed psychologist, Dr. Alsterberg, shares the psychological principles, self-help tools, and healing technologies and metaphysical principles and truths to promote healing and transformation. Whether current challenges or unresolved hurts, traumas, or emotional or spiritual wounds, facing and dealing with these leads to healing at all levels, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Ultimately, even adversity leads to healing and transformation. Life is meant to be joyful. Listen and learn how you too can deal with life's problems and challenges, overcome past hurts and wounds, and understand and apply basic truths to achieve joy in your life.
Hi, I'm Randy Gilbert, author of Success Bound, Breaking Free of Mediocrity. I've known the pain of mediocrity and of living a dull and unrewarding life with no purpose and no prosperity. I was acting happy, but not being happy. The fear of failure was causing me to fail in life. Then I discovered the incredible power of proactive thinking. It was like finding the cure for cancer. Like a butterfly, my life was immediately transformed. I became Dr. Proactive. I'm speaking to you as a friend. Don't settle for mediocrity. You can do anything, be anybody, and have anything. Success Bound contains the secrets of how to live a proactive life. Type in SuccessBound at Amazon.com and read how dozens of people just like you have been transformed by reading my book. Get SuccessBound and you'll step into a whole new world of healing, prosperity, and joy.
You ask! 120 feet of rope that takes you from a hovering chopper to the ground below in 7.5 seconds. Hoo-ah! The Army National Guard is
your team!
You face the tough challenges together and succeed because your team is there to push you toward your goal.
Hoo-ah!
Join our team on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD in the Army National Guard.
You can!
Sponsored by the Arizona National Guard. Aired by the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Hot Talk, 1100 KFNX.